Welcome to Good News for a Change, an audio and video podcast on the Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, sickness into health, mourning into joy, death into life.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So as I shared with the Sunday school earlier, today's gospel reading is a gospel reading in which we see the indescribable healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a woman, she has a flow of blood. It's been going on for years. She spent all of her living, the gospel says, on healthcare, doctors. No one can help her. It's a hopeless situation. And then in the narrative of the gospel, we go from hearing about this woman who's in a hopeless situation, just when you think you can't hear a more terrible story, we hear of the death of a child. Probably the deepest pain a human being can know. I like to mention it. So painful, right? And what we see is that in both instances, contact with Christ restores wholeness. Contact with Christ turns sickness into health. It turns mourning into joy. It turns death into resurrection. That is what knowing Christ does in a life. Now, we know that knowing Christ doesn't mean that every time we get sick, we get better. And we know that knowing Christ means that when we lose someone who we love deeply, we may not see them come back to life here on earth. But we also know that because Christ joined us in our human predicament, joined us even in death, that he opened the door for us to join him in his divinity. Take us out of our human predicament, to put us in the context of his eternal and divine life. It's amazing how contact with Christ turns sickness into health, mourning into joy, death into life. And so we ask ourselves the question now, how do I get access to this thing, right? Everybody would want it. Like if it was on QVC, you know, everybody's spending their money on this thing, right? It's not so simple. You can't just send a credit card and have it processed, right? So how do I come into contact with Christ? As Orthodox Christians, we are both recipients and stewards of a great mystery of God. Every single Sunday, we, and when I say we, I mean all of us, led by the ordained clergy, consecrate the body and blood of Christ on this altar table. And we do it together. That's why when the clergy say, send down your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts here presented and make this bread the most precious body of your Christ, you all are asked to respond, amen. And that which is in this cup, and then you all are asked to respond again, amen. Changing them by your Holy Spirit, and you all are asked to respond again, amen, 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 so that they may be for those who partake of them. Forgiveness of sins, remission, life everlasting. Right? So every single Sunday, In a very real way, we are given the opportunity to come into direct contact with Christ through his Eucharist. Isn't that amazing? But it's like we don't even realize it. I mean, some of us hardly ever come, and some of us do come and don't receive. Some of us come and receive, and we are not cognizant of what it is that we are receiving. So how is it that we can make this beautiful gift of Holy Communion, this precious trust of Christ's body and blood, as efficacious as it should be? It's there. I mean, it's the body and blood of Christ. The Divine Liturgy gives us the answer right before we come up to receive. It gives us the answer, and we need to listen to these words. We need to take them to heart. We have to try to execute them. And I'm going to make you a promise. If you make it a daily objective to practice these words, Holy Communion will open up a world of salvation to you, a world of contact with Christ, a world of God's presence. But we have to receive communion having listened to and striving to obey these words. The priest comes out and he says, in awe of God, with faith and love, draw near. That's how the priest calls us to receive communion. In awe of God, with faith and love, draw near. Sometimes we draw near thinking of what happened yesterday and kind of sleepy. Right? Do we not? Sometimes we draw near doubting God and criticizing others. Do we not? So in order for us to receive Holy Communion, not unto condemnation, but unto our salvation, we need to draw near in awe of God. Now, awe is sometimes translated as fear. And there is an element of fear in the love that we have for God, right? He is the source of life. He is the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega, right? We love the sun, but NASA knows just how close we can get before we... right? We need fire to live, but we spend about half of our children's life teaching them how not to be burned by fire. So anyone, anything with that much energy, with that much brightness, with that much life, must be approached understanding how deeply critical it is to our life. The sun, fire, God. We need those things, but we need to approach them with awe. Awe of the mystery. Wonder at how wonderful, magnificent, and cognizant of the fact that when we approach these things, if we approach carelessly, it can be to our detriment rather than to our growth. We don't want to be too close to the sun. We don't want to get burned with fire. We want to be energized by the sun. We want to receive warmth from fire. And so it is with God. We want to be enveloped in his love, but we need to approach him with awe. We need to know who he is and who we are in order for him to fill our lives with light, with love, and with joy. Right? So the first thing, approach with awe. We need to approach with faith. Right? We need to approach with faith. And again, what is faith? Faith isn't blind faith always. Faith is history with God, knowledge with God, trust in God. For thousands of years, God has protected his people. For thousands of years, he's brought sanctity to his people. For thousands of years, he has offered an alternative to love, to the world's system of vengeance and pettiness and materialism. So we need to trust in God and we need to believe him. And what is it that we believe? That he's in the cup. That he did transform bread and wine into his body and blood. And that when we receive that bread and wine, we are receiving his living presence into ourselves. And that that is unto our sanctification. And finally, we need to approach with love. Right? And we talked about love last Sunday. St. Paul says, I can be able to move mountains. I can be the best speaker. I can be the most powerful prophet. I can even make myself a martyr. I can fast and pray and do everything else. But if it's not in love, if I don't have love, I don't have squat. Nothing. Right? It's all for nothing. So why did Jesus come down and become a human being? Why was Jesus crucified? Why did Jesus rise from the dead? He did it because he loves us and he wanted to teach us to love. So as we receive Holy Communion, let us prepare ourselves on a daily basis. Let us cultivate reverence, faith, awe, and let us strive to be people of love so that when we come into contact with him, we can experience the healing that the woman with the flow of blood and the deceased daughter knew, so that in our lives through Christ, our sickness can be turned into health, our mourning can be turned into joy, and ultimately our death will be turned into life. Thank you for your attention. May God bless and keep each and every one.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.